The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
As there was a mismatch there as Moore was on him. And now they'll get it out for Mestel. Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three. Zach Jackson with the three-pointer, and it's 24-17.
It's a busy 5 days for both squads, as this is the middle contest of a three-game week. It's the Wildcats and Stars coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Pope Gymnasium right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic now playing host to St. Paul in boys basketball. The girls game decided pretty easily. It was 31-2 at the end of the first quarter, and Kearney Catholic goes on for a 61-13 win to remain undefeated on the girls' side. It won't be as easy for the boys to come in at 6-6 on the year and St. Paul at 2-10. But St. Paul has won two of their last three ball games and without a doubt playing their best ball of the season so far as they picked up a win against Sandy Creek, 36-35, and then a 20-point win at Central City the last time they stepped on the court on Tuesday. So they're really kind of feeling their oats right now. In the middle there was a tough loss to Adams Central, 62-37, but they've, like I said, winning two of their last three, and including in that, the last win was by 20 points over Central City. So right now, St. Paul playing with a little bit of confidence as they hit the floor here against Kearney Catholic. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. In and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. So kind of a tale of two teams there a little bit. 20-point win their last time out on Tuesday for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, they let a big lead get away from them, and they lost on the road to Lexington 42-40 after what may have been their best win of the year at Grand Island Central Catholic on Saturday. So in a 6-6 year, you're going to have a little ups and downs, and certainly Tuesday, a bit of a down here for Kearney Catholic. They're going to try to get back on the upswing here as they take on St. Paul. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters for both the Wildcats and the Stars. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. And for St. Paul, their starters are Grant Jerebeck. He's 5'8 and a junior. Blake Eshelman, 5'10 and a sophomore. Check that. He's not starting. Let me start over again. Starters here for St. Paul. Grant Jerebeck, 5'8 and a junior. Josh Harrahill will play point guard. He is 5'9 and a senior. Taylor Lavier is 5'11 and a sophomore. Dylan Woodgate, 5'11 junior. And Landon Vogel, 6'3 and a junior for head coach Derek Reinisch. Now for Scott Carlin and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Their starters are going to be Matt Moore, a 5'9 senior. Blake Holtmeyer, 6'2 and a senior. Derek Jackson, 5'10 and a senior. Zach Jackson, 6 foot tall sophomore. And Harrison Pierce, 5'9 and a junior for head coach Scott Carlin. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip between the Stars and the Wildcats. We'll do that right after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here as Kearney Catholic and St. Paul being introduced to start things off here. As I did misspeak, it is Blake Eshelman is making the start, not Jerebeck. So Eshelman, the 5'10 sophomore, will be making the start. And you heard Scott Carlin say that in halftime of the girls' game, that again, it's a pretty similar team than what he has, a young team that's just really kind of feeling their way. And again, St. Paul winning two of their last three ball games goes a long way to feeling your way along. For Kearney Catholic, of course, leading scorer for them throughout the course of the year has been Blake Holtmeyer. He's been averaging right at just short of 15 points per ball game. And Harrison Pierce has played very, very well, chipping in the few games that he started. But second leading scorer is going to be Zach Jackson. Jackson on the season with 116 points on the year. So he's averaging about 12.5 points per ball game. Those are the two leading scorers here for the Stars, as both teams have already broken the huddle and are all set and ready to go. Holtmeyer shaking the hands right in the middle of the center circle as he'll be doing the jumping here. And I would assume for St. Paul, it'll be Vogel. It is going to be Vogel doing the jumping. And that will wrap up our New Tech Seed pregame show, as the opening tip is controlled here by Harrison Pierce. So the Stars have possession of the basketball to get things started. Moore is going to kick it off on the left side here for Zach Jackson. Jackson gets it now on the baseline to Holtmeyer, who's going to put up a little floater. It's no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Vogel. So Vogel pulls down the rebound. And this will be the first possession of the ball game here for the Wildcats. A little penetration. And on the run, they kick it out. Three-pointer, no good for Woodgate. And it's rebounded and passed up ahead here. And Brady Holtmeyer misses the layup. Holtmeyer, a late addition to the starting lineup. He was not in the book originally as a starter, but Brady Holtmeyer did make the start here tonight. So with the basketball on the right side is Vogel, and Vogel will kick it out. Jackson did not make the start, and that's Derek Jackson. So maybe that ankle in warm-ups didn't quite warm up as well as they wanted to, so he did not make the start, and in his stead was Brady Holtmeyer. Pass on the inside and close to walking with it, but keeping his foot was Eshelman, and he'll pass it inside, and Landon Vogel will lay it up and in. Well, that play was precipitated by great balance there by Eshelman, who one-footed and kind of losing his balance was still able to pass it off here to Vogel. Jackson will pass it back around. On the bounce there was Zach. Now get it in lane here for Moore. Moore's jumper will not fall. Rebound taken out there by Brady Holtmeyer. as Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound. Jumper on that right wing, no good. Woodgate is able to pull down the rebound after the miss here by Kearney Catholic. So the Stars will switch out four different players here, and Jackson's going to be one of them. So in the lane, a little turnaround here by Harahill, and Harahill extra step. St. Paul has turned it over. For the Stars, Bryce James, Nathan Howe, Derek Jackson, and Tyler Mestel all checking into the game. Staying out there is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. So this is not the lineup that was in the book originally. In any event, Pierce has the basketball on the baseline. He passes it in the lane for Mestel. Mestel, nice strong drive. Hit the rim with his shot. It's no good. And coming out with the rebound here is going to be Woodgate. So Woodgate pulls down the rebound. And on the bounce here in the offensive zone is going to be Harahill. Harahill picked up by James. 5 second count going on. Now he'll pass it off on the left wing here for Woodgate. Woodgate's got it. Gives it to Harahill. Harahill directing traffic a little bit. Still has a dribble. Takes it to the baseline. Bounce pass through the baseline. Does not find anyone to pick it up, and that will be a St. Paul turnover. St. Paul leads it 2-0, 5:28 to go here, quarter number one. Stars looking for their first points of the night, as it's going to be Derek Jackson giving it off on that left side to Howe. Back out for James. James will fire a three, no good. Offensive rebound by Derek Jackson, and Jackson will make the putback. So Derek Jackson is able to make the putback after Kearney Catholic missed the three. But we are tied now at two, and that pass on the right side knocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer. The double team the ball, and Harahill trying to get it off on the left wing. Had to go off of Holtmeyer's hands. So Taylor Lawyer will inbound it. Gives it to Harahill on the right side. They'll give it back out here for Vogel. Vogel off the screen to Harahill. Harahill working against pressure here by Nathan Howe. A little jump stop through the lane, but we're going to have a little check foul whistled on Kearney Catholic, and that'll be on Nathan Howe. Before a shot, though, so the Wildcats will inbound underneath their own basket. They toss it in here is going to be Harahill. Harahill, the point guard, will trigger it in. They get it off for Tyler Howard, who checked in. Howard works it around the perimeter here. For Lawyer, pass inside, deflected around, picking it up is Vogel. Vogel can't get the shot to fall, and the rebound's taken out of there by Jackson. So St. Paul missed the shot, and now in the corner, Mestel, he's going to fire a three. It's no good. Long rebound, tipped all the way down to the other end of the court, and it's going to be last touch by St. Paul, and screening the Wildcats away from him was Derek Jackson. So that's actually going to be a Kearney Catholic rebound. It's going to be a team rebound, and it's going to occur about 84 feet away from the basket in which they were shooting. So Howe in the lane, passes it back around the perimeter. Holtmeyer a little step through. His jumper is up and good, but before he got up in the air, he was hit on the arm, and so that'll be a foul on St. Paul, but before the shot. And that was on Howard. That will be his first. And Stars will make another line change as they will swap out all but Jackson. So it'll be both Jacksons out there at the moment. They inbound it for Moore, who checked into the ball game. They give it right side. Harrison Pierce is going to fire a three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound going up high for it is Vogel. Vogel will snag the bound, and there's a little pressure being put on the ball here as Harahill brings it across the timeline for St. Paul. A little hesitation dribble. Nice jump stop. Shot no good. Good defense there by Harrison Pierce, and the rebound taken out by Zach Jackson. Jackson gives it to Moore, and Moore will kick it back out here for Jackson. In the lane for Holtmeyer, and Brady Holtmeyer can't hold on to the basketball. Kearney Catholic turns it over. That one might have led him a little bit too far. He did his best to reel that ball in, but St. Paul knocked it away, and they've got the basketball now. At the elbow, Vogel's got it. He'll kick it back around the perimeter. That's Howard. Now penetration here by Harahill. Little floater. That's a tough jumper that's no good. Moore is able to pull down the rebound here for Kearney Catholic after St. Paul missed the shot. And they're going to slow things down as Derek Jackson's going to direct traffic looking at this 2-3 zone that St. Paul has out there. Zach Jackson helps work it inside. Turnaround jumper here by Brady Holtmeyer. It bounces around and it falls. Nice touch there by Brady Holtmeyer. as Holtmeyer hit the back of the iron. The ball went straight up in the air and then found the cylinder. So first lead of the ball game here for Kearney Catholic at 4-2, 2:47 to go here in the first quarter. Harrahill screening his defender away from the ball with his body, gets it to Vogel. Vogel drives the baseline, and he'll lay it up and in. A nice little cut there by Vogel, and we got a timeout here for St. Paul. With 2:36 to go in the first quarter, a 30-second timeout here for St. Paul. We're tied at 4. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup, come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
So 2:36 to go here in the first quarter. We are tied at 4, and Kearney Catholic very slowly brings it in the offensive zone. Matt Moore gives it off on the left side to Blake Holtmeyer, checked in during the timeout. Working against Eshelman, they'll penetrate, kick it left side here for Brady Holtmeyer. Jackson will get it now to Moore. Moore will fire a three on that baseline. It's bouncing around a couple times, won't fall. The Holtmeyers fighting for the rebound. A couple of Wildcats fighting for it too, and they were the last to touch it as it goes out of bounds. And so Kearney Catholic will pull down the rebound team-wise as they inbound the ball. Moore throws it in. The freshman Holtmeyer will fire a three, and Brady Holtmeyer strokes in the three-pointer. Kearney Catholic now with their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it 7-4. 2 minutes to go here, first quarter. On the bounce is going to be Harrahill. Harrahill gave it away, and they get it top of the circle here for Vogel. Vogel. Defender falls down. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And Moore is able to pull down the rebound. So Moore pulls down the bound. They get it up ahead here for Jackson. Jackson's pass on the baseline, intended for Holtmeyer, is there, but there's going to be a push. This whistle on St. Paul. That will go on Tyler Howard. And for Howard, that is going to be his second foul. Stars are going to inbound it underneath their own basket. Matt Moore to toss it in, and they get it in for Harrison Pierce, and Pierce fouled shooting the three-pointer on the inbounds. So he's going to shoot three. And it's a push that's going to be whistled on Dylan Woodgate. So Woodgate whistled for his first foul of the ball game, and now Harrison Pierce will have three free throws. And Pierce's first is good. So he makes the first one, and it's now 8-4. Second free throw here for Pierce, up and good. Pierce on the season, a 52% free throw shooter. He's 13 of 24 coming in. He's made two here, and now he makes all three. So he goes a perfect 3-for-3, and Kearney Catholic now with a 10-4 lead. Vogel will pass it up ahead here for Dylan Townsend, who checked in during the free throws. He'll get it off for Harrahill. Harrahill working against Harrison Pierce. Makes a little jump pass. Extra pass in the lane. Knocked away by one Holtmeyer into the hands of the other. And then trying to get to the ball is Eshelman. The steal originally was put together by Brady Holtmeyer, who was able to tip it up ahead here for Blake. And then Eshelman, trying to get the ball back, commits the foul. And that will be his first personal foul. So the Stars lead at 10-4, minute 27 to go, as Matt Moore will toss it up ahead here for Harrison Pierce. Pierce in the lane, nice pass inside for Blake Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will take it off glass. That was a great pass to set up Blake Holtmeyer for his first 2 points of the game. And it's now 12-4. Minute 5 to go as St. Paul has it across the timeline. Harrahill double-teamed, throws a dangerous pass on that far sideline, tracking it down is Woodgate. St. Paul does turn the ball over, and now up ahead, Harrison Pierce. Nice jump stop in transition. Shot won't fall. Offensive rebound. Bucket is good for Zach Jackson. So Jackson makes the putback after Kearney Catholic could not get the shot in underneath after the St. Paul turnover. Another turnover by St. Paul. Up ahead in the offensive zone is Zach Jackson. Jackson will give it off on the right side, and he'll fire a three. No good. Tracking down the rebound is going to be Blake Holtmeyer, and he has it knocked out of his hands, but out of bounds. Mestel, James, and Howe checking in here for Kearney Catholic. Far side inbound, the ball is going to be Derek Jackson. So to trigger it in is going to be Derek Jackson on that far sideline. Gets it inside for Nathan Howe. Back out to Jackson. Jackson's three is in and out, no good. Rebounded by James. And now Kearney Catholic will milk the clock looking for a final shot here. No pressure at all on the basketball, just being bounced there by Derek Jackson. There isn't anybody within 15 feet of him. 8 seconds to go. They'll skip it off on the left side here for Derek Jackson. Gets it inside for Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer, I believe, turned it over in traffic, or are we calling a foul? The official comes over here. Yeah, it is going to be a foul. That's now going to be five as a team. Only 3.2 to go here after St. Paul commits the foul. And it's inbounded for James. He'll fire the three at the buzzer, essentially, and it's good off the inbounds play. He made the catch, and they're going to say he had his foot on the line, apparently, because it's only a two, but what a great inbounds play, and beating the buzzer is the sophomore Bryce James, and it's 16-4 after one quarter of play. Stars with the lead. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Going to Bowling and Central three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Ask your dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here as Kearney Catholic with a 16-4 lead at the end of one quarter of play. It was St. Paul had things tied up at four at one point, so a 12-0 run to end the first quarter here for the Stars. St. Paul with the basketball. Hera Hill working against some pressure here by James. Has it in the offensive zone. And well guarded there by James. They'll get it to Eshelman at the elbow. Work it back around. Hera Hill now will fire the three. It is no good. And the rebound out of there by Woodgate. Woodgate gets it inside for Harrahill. Harrahill can't get the shot to fall as St. Paul with another miss. That one was rebounded by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will start the break here as Blake now will get the extra touch on the inside. Offensive rebound now by Holtmeyer after the miss. Gets another rebound. He's going to muscle it up. He gets the bucket and the foul. And I do mean he muscled it up. He just really just kept working in there, got about three offensive rebounds on that set, and then was hit on the arm as he put up the shot by Taylor Lauver. And now an opportunity here for Holtmeyer to finish off a three-point play, and he does. So three rebounds and 3 points as a result of it. It's now 19-4. Kearney Catholic with a 15-point lead here. They've gone on a 15-0 run. As we are tied 4-4. Hera Hill gets a little help from a screen, has the dribble. Now he's double teamed. He gets it now top of the circle. Here's Vogel. Vogel will put up a jumper. It's no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer snags the rebound after that miss. And now they'll kick it out for James. A little penetration. Holtmeyer, extra pass inside. Bucket, foul. And Kearney Catholic with a nice little bounce pass from Holtmeyer to Nathan Howe, and Howe will try to finish off a three-point play as he was pushed, putting up the shot there by Blake Eshelman, and that's going to be the second on Eshelman. Eshelman just trying to close the gap there and wasn't able to do it. The free throw is good. And Turner Brouillette going to check in here for St. Paul. And Eshelman's got to come out as he's got a little foul trouble here. Two fouls with 6:48 to go in the second quarter. 22-4. Stars lead it by 18, and they're trapping the basketball. Hera Hill in the backcourt rolls it out essentially for Vogel near the free throw line at the other end. And they break the press, get it up ahead, and Nesto blocks the shot out of bounds. They got it inside for Turner Brouillette, but Mestel with the emphatic block and out of bounds. St. Paul will maintain the possession here. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Vogel's got it. Gives it back on the left side here for Hera Hill. Hera Hill on the drive, works against Jackson. Shot's no good. Rebound off the toes of one of the Kearney Catholic players. Mestel comes up with it, and then trying to get it is Taylor Lawyer, and he's going to be whistled for the foul. So Mestel pulls down the rebound on that far side and then is pushed over there. And so it'll be Mestel heading to the free throw line. So Mestel with the front end of the one and one here. That's now 18 fouls against the Wildcats, and the free throw is up and good. So he makes the first, has one more coming up here. Mestel, 56% free throw shooter on the season. As a team, Kearney Catholic, 54%. Free throw, back the iron, and no good. And St. Paul pulls down the rebound. That's Lover who picks up the bound. Hera Hill, pass. And that's going to be off the mark, and that'll be a St. Paul turnover. And the Star is going to make a line change, but before those young men see any action, we've got a timeout here for St. Paul. 6:12 to go. Second quarter, it is 23-4. Stars with a 19-point lead on a 19-0 run. We'll be back with more of the second quarter right after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Well, Kearney Catholic right now on, as I mentioned, a 19-0 run. We were tied at 4. St. Paul had a 2-0 lead, but since then, obviously, Kearney Catholic has taken control here. They lead at 23-4. As, again, the Kearney Catholic girls kind of had a great start to the game. Kearney Catholic didn't, the boys did not have that great start, but they had the girls certainly did. They led at one point 31-2 in that first quarter against St. Paul earlier today. St. Paul in that 2-3 zone as Colin Muesch is in there with Moore. Back to Muesch on that right side. And pass out for Harrison Pierce, but it's going to be stolen away. Doesn't get to Pierce as it's stolen by Brouillette. Brouillette brings it in the offensive zone. They'll fire the three, can't get the shot to fall, and the long rebound goes to Pierce. Pierce passes up ahead to Muesch. Great save by Muesch. Gives it on the baseline here for Brady Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will hit the jumper. So Brady Holtmeyer is able to hit that shot, and that was some great effort there by Muesch to keep that ball alive as the pass was too far up ahead. So in the lane, a little runner here, and Vogel will float from about 10 feet away. He hits the shot. And they erase that 4 that was burning into the scoreboard here. That will stop a 21-0 run here for Kearney Catholic. So it's 25-6 now. Moore with the dribble here for Kearney Catholic. Matt Moore has it. We'll give it off on the right side here for Harrison Pierce. In the lane, that's Jackson. A little floater for Zach. It's up and good. So Zach Jackson with two more. Nice little runner in the lane. And nice jump stop by Hera Hill on the drive, and that's going to get him to the free throw line. Good dribble, about chest high, maybe a little high, but it wasn't illegal, and he was able to just kind of bounce through there with that jump stop, and then after the jump stop, was able to kind of keep going forward, and he was hit on the arm by Muesch, who will pick up his first foul of the ball game. And the free throw is good for Hera Hill. So Josh Hera Hill will have one more free throw coming up here. Makes the first. And the second one is on the way, and it is good. So he goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And a quick little 4-0 run here for St. Paul. It's now 27-8. Zach Jackson passes around in the lane for Harrison Pierce. Pierce has his shot blocked by Vogel, but Pierce picks up the ball, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Great passing. Now Muche is going to kick it out for Harrison Pierce. He's going to fire the three, back of the iron, and no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Harrah Hill. Harrah Hill still has his dribble. He'll kick it off on the left side, stepping through his Woodgate. His three will not fall. Rebound taken out of there by Pierce. And Pierce penetrates, kicks out for Zach Jackson. Jackson fires the three, will not go. Tracking down the rebound is Woodgate here for St. Paul, who gives it up ahead to Harrah Hill. Midway through the second quarter, the C parts for Harrah Hill, and he'll lay it up and in. They just kind of lost track of him as they were trying to find their man-to-man, who their man was, and they just kind of lost track of Harrah Hill, and he slipped a couple of defenders. At the elbow, turnaround jumper here from Holtmeyer from 15 feet, and it is good for Brady Holtmeyer. Harrah Hill, long pass up ahead. Waiting up there is Brouillette. Brouillette shut down by a hustling Muche. And now bounce pass in for Vogel. Vogel will power it up. And at post play, he'll get the bucket and the foul. So Vogel will have a chance to finish off a three-point play here. The foul whistled on Brady Holtmeyer. That is going to be his first. And Kearney Catholic will make wholesale substitutions. Nathan Howe, Blake Holtmeyer, Derek Jackson, Tyler Mestel, and Bryce James out there right now for the Stars. The free throw for Vogel is short, and it is off the hands of Kearney Catholic and out of bounds. Couldn't quite track down that rebound was Nathan Howe. Couldn't quite come up with it. So St. Paul will inbound it. Harrah Hill will trigger it in. They'll work it back around the perimeter off of a screen. They're trying to get it back to Harrah Hill, but instead they get it in for Vogel. Vogel's going to drive the baseline, and he's fouled. Vogel right now being a little bit more aggressive, and it's paying off for him because he's getting himself to the free throw line. He'll have two shots here after the foul on the body by Bryce James. So the free throw up and a little bit short here for the big man from St. Paul, Landon Vogel, 6'3 junior. His second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So now make it now 29 to 13. Mestel, well behind the three-point arc, gets it on that left side. And Howe trying to get it to James, and James was starting to move. Howe didn't realize it, so Kearney Catholic turns it over. So Harrah Hill facing some pressure by James, has it across the timeline. Harrah Hill will step through there, has a shot blocked and out of bounds by Holtmeyer, but it landed on Harrah Hill, who was out of bounds. Great block there by Holtmeyer, as Blake Holtmeyer with the great help defense, and that'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. Derek Jackson in the offensive zone here. We'll give it off on the left side for Mestel. Excuse me, for James, who gives it to Holtmeyer at the elbow. Steps up, jumper, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Vogel. Vogel gives it to Harrah Hill. Passes on the left side. Open for three is Woodgate, and he strokes in the three. Dylan Woodgate with the three-pointer, his first 3 points of the night, and it's now 29-16. Pass on that left side is knocked out of bounds by St. Paul. For the Wildcats, Turner Brouillette going to check into the game. Harrison Pierce, Zach Jackson, Brady Holtmeyer, and Matt Moore coming in here for Kearney Catholic. The older Holtmeyer will stay out there as well. They're looking inside to him, but Pierce is going to work it around to the younger Holtmeyer. Matt Moore is going to step up. 15-foot jumper, good. Wasn't exactly top of the key. He kind of dribbled to the right elbow and hit it from the corner of the free throw line. Down that open area. Harrah Hill facing some pressure here by Pierce. Pass all the way up ahead. Shot off glass. Good for Landon Vogel. And Landon Vogel lays it up and in. They break the press, did St. Paul, and they made Kearney Catholic pay for having that press on. Matt Moore gives it to Zach Jackson. And on the baseline Holtmeyer finds a cutter, laying it up and in is going to be Zach Jackson. They got the ball on the baseline to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer found Zach Jackson flying from the high post down to the low, and essentially that was a layup here for Zach Jackson. Good unselfish play there by Holtmeyer. Harry Hill's going to penetrate, kick it off on the right side. Brouillette lost the ball, and it's going to be a turnover against St. Paul. Kearney Catholic came up with a steal, but they're going to say that there was a turnover before Matt Moore made the steal. We're going to switch Jackson's here as Derek will check in for Zach. And Moore gives it to Jackson. Top of the circle to kick it left side for Harrison Pierce. Pierce gets it at the elbow for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer throws it to his little brother Brady. Brady's going to work it back around the perimeter here for Harrison Pierce. Right side, Matt Moore. Moore steps in. Shot no good. Offensive rebound by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gets his gets the miss. That one won't fall. And finally coming out with a rebound there is going to be Vogel. So a couple of rebounds by Holtmeyer, but then the outlet pass is turned over by St. Paul. Kearney Catholic now has it. Set up the half-court offense. Jackson will kick left side here for Moore. Right side, Harrison Pierce steps into a three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Vogel, and we've got a whistle. That will be a ball that's knocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic with 37.1 to go. So St. Paul will inbound it. Putting the goggles on his face and going back in the battle here is going to be Dylan Woodgate. And as he's been hitting the nose, he's got that protective gear on there for the schnoz. Tyler Howard facing some pressure. He brings it across the timeline after checking in the game. He gives it on the left side here for Vogel. Vogel will shoot over top of Moore. It's no good. And pulling down the rebound here is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound as St. Paul missed the shot. And now Kearney Catholic will milk the clock for the final shot of the game. But first they're going to call a timeout with 11.5 to go. Quick 30-second timeout here brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Timeout Stars. It's 33-18. They'll inbound it. We come back in 30 seconds.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here. There's 11.5 seconds for Kearney Catholic to make something happen here. And we'll see what they can put together as the Lynn bound it at midcourt. Matt Moore has it. Give it off left side for James. James off of the screen gives it right side for Moore. Moore's going to step into a three with 2 seconds left. Ball hits the ground after the miss. St. Paul comes up with a rebound and will head to the locker room. Kearney Catholic with a 33-18 lead as we head to the locker room after that missed three-pointer. Kearney Catholic had a pretty good look at it, but couldn't quite hit the shot. And so we'll have a 15-point lead at intermission. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with the Stars leading it 33-18 when we come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic's boys leading at intermission by a score of 33-18 over St. Paul. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic moved to 14-0 in girls basketball with a 61-13 win over St. Paul. And here to talk to us about it is Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach for the Stars. And, Coach, you guys really came out of the gate burning on fire. I mean, defensively looking good. And then Allie Prasoski, a very, very hot hand. And that you rode it out to a 31-2 lead after one quarter. All I could say was at that point, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. Girls did a nice job once, you know, Allie hit a couple threes of getting her the ball, too. And that's just good basketball, recognizing that you have, you know, a hot player, and we did a great job. I just thought we played really good defense. We came out pretty intense, so that was nice to see.
And again, just that rhythm. When we see that with Allie, when she gets a hot hand, it stays hot for a while, and all of her shots were in rhythm, you know, in an open area. And I think she hit 5 3-pointers in that first quarter to really get things started for you guys.
Yeah, and they were all within what we like to do on offense. So, you know, it's not like she forced any shots or did anything different. She just found herself open spots and knocked them down.
Yeah, and again, it just all of them were good takes, and just it was good team ball. And that's one thing that I just so impressed with, how well you guys pass the ball. And doesn't really seem like you guys really give any thought whatsoever in terms of who's getting their points. It's just get it to the hot hand.
And that's true. And we've, you know, tried to emphasize that throughout the year, that, you know, we're going to have in different games different kids step up and be our leading scorer. And, you know, that's part of being a good team, is you don't care. You just play the game and do what comes to you, whether that's, you know, play great defense and maybe that's your role that night. Or maybe, you know, you do have the hot hand and you're the scorer. It just depends.
Yeah. And a little bit later, Kylie Teal had kind of a stretch where she was kind of hot, and she ended up with 11 points. And they kind of found her as well. And she's one of those players that also, when she gets hot, she can stay hot for a while.
Yeah, she can shoot the ball very well from the outside. We're trying to get Kylie to get to the basket a little bit more. But, you know, hopefully that'll come with a little maturity.
I don't want to say she's intimidated, but as a freshman, it's a little bit different animal to try to convince her that you need to go attack those girls who are 2 and 3 and 4, two, 3 years older than you.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes it's tough getting used to the physical play that happens, you know, in varsity basketball. You go from being an eighth grader and playing a lot of stuff and, you know, stepping up, and sometimes you're a little hesitant to get all the way to the basket.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a jump up from eighth grade to playing C1 varsity basketball. Unofficially, I had you guys forcing 37 turnovers for St. Paul. You know, the great news is you forced those turnovers. What it also did, though, from time to time, is it kind of took away a little bit from the flow of the game. There were a lot of starts and stops to the game, and sometimes offensively, there just wasn't a lot of flow to the games at times.
No, and there's nothing you can do about that. You want kids to play good defense, and I thought our guards up front did an excellent job. You know, Morgan Studi didn't score tonight, but she played great defense, and Michelle did a great job, you know, knocking down passes, things like that, Whitney and Allie. And, you know, I just thought that our guards did a great job defensively, forcing them to do things that maybe made them a little bit uncomfortable.
We're at halftime of the boys' game, 33-18, Kearney Catholic leading in boys. And Kearney Catholic's girls, a 61-13 win over St. Paul. Rick, obviously now you can turn your attention to St. Cecilia, one of those games that traditionally is always a tough matchup for you guys, because they always are a quality team. Talk a little bit about the Hawkettes and what they're bringing into town.
Well, they're a really good basketball team. They typically play great defense. You know, they like to pressure the ball, and if you don't handle the ball very well, then you're going to struggle against them. They have some really quick guards that like to get out and run, and so we're going to have to do our best to get back and defend them on defense.
And it's kind of a one of those games, and we've kind of talked about your guys' schedule. I mean, you play who you play, and you look at it, they're the only ones left on your schedule outside of Centura that have a winning record. Obviously, you'll see some pretty good competition in the conference tournament as well. So great to have a game in which, you know, maybe there's a little bit more of a push for you guys.
Well, I hope so. I think hopefully our girls will step up to the challenge that Saturday presents us. It's, you know, we haven't faced an opponent nearly as good as St. Cecilia in a while, and so we're going to have to raise our level of play a little bit.
What do you kind of see? You mentioned that they pressure the ball, and that obviously going to be a big key for you guys is handling their pressure. What else is a major component of the game on Saturday?
Well, I think we have to take care of the basketball. You know, I think that's something that's always a big key. And we're just going to have to do the things that we've been doing. I think that, you know, the girls are feeling pretty comfortable about where we're going with our offense and things like that. And, you know, if we continue to do that, I you know, believe that we'll be successful.
Well, we'll have a game on Saturday afternoon on our sister station, Classic. It's 98.9. Rick, appreciate the time. Best luck to you.
Thanks, Randy.
And again, the pregame on Saturday will be at 2:15. The tip is scheduled for 2:30. And as we had, like I said, we'll have both the girls and boys games for you right here, on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break here. Kearney Catholic leads in boys basketball, 33-18 over St. Paul. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
Here to Cope Coliseum. We're at halftime as Kearney Catholic leads at 33-18. Let's give you the numbers. We'll begin first of all for Kearney Catholic, and leading the way for the Stars so far is Brady Holtmeyer. The freshman has 9 points at intermission. Zach Jackson with 6. Blake Holtmeyer with 5. Nathan Howe 3. Harrison Pierce with 3. Matt Moore 2. Derek Jackson 2. And Bryce James has 2. Tyler Mestel has 1 point. Obviously that coming from the free throw line here in the first half. For St. Paul, as we take a look at the numbers, Landon Vogel leading the way for them. He's got 11 points here during intermission. Josh Harrahill with 4, and Dylan Woodgate with 3. Again, our halftime score, 33-18. Kearney Catholic with a 15-point lead as we're getting set here to start the second half. It will be Kearney Catholic basketball, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And we did get a report a little bit ago that the Minden girls remain undefeated. They played St. Cecilia tonight, but went to overtime. And again, the information we have, Minden winning by 6 in overtime in girls basketball. So the how good is St. Cecilia that Kearney Catholic's taking on Saturday? There's your answer. Pass almost stolen away here by Harrahill and St. Paul, but tracking it down is Jackson for Kearney Catholic. So Zach Jackson will inbound the ball here, and Zach Jackson will toss it in here for Harrison Pierce. A little bit different lineup to start the second half than started the first. On the baseline is Moore. And again, they had a different starting lineup that actually started a game versus the one that was in the book. A little foul here going to be on Taylor Lover for St. Paul. And that'll be his third foul. They actually inbounded the ball probably prematurely, and they made a substitution. And a little off because, well, we're making a substitution. Matt Moore was dribbling the basketball because they actually inbounded it, and the officials then stopped it. So they take Loiva out of the game because of those fouls. Moore now will fire a three. It is off the mark, and the rebound is pulled out of there by St. Paul. Howard with the rebound after the miss here by Kearney Catholic. Pressure on the ball. Harrah Hill handles it here, working against Harrison Pierce. And Harrah Hill will give it on that right side, and it's stolen away by Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer is able to make the steal, and he'll give it to Moore. Moore gives it right side to Jackson on the baseline for Brady Holtmeyer. Brady Holtmeyer kicks it out for Pierce. He's going to fire a three. It was partially deflected, I think, and Vogel pulls down the rebound for St. Paul. So, in transition, here's Harrah Hill. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded by the younger Holtmeyer, so Brady helps work it up ahead. Ball's bouncing around on the inside. Offensive rebound by Kearney Catholic's Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer's rebounding on both ends of the court, and it's the older brother who will go to the free throw line and shoot two as he pulled down the offensive rebound after the miss and was fouled by Landon Vogel. So Vogel with the foul, that's going to be just his first, and the free throw all the way down and then spit back out in the face of Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer misses the first two. And Brady Holtmeyer may have left the lane a little early, and the officials, instead of having to be a lane violation, just explained it to the freshman. So the free throw here for Blake Holtmeyer is up and no good. Vogel is able to pull down the rebound. So Holtmeyer missed both free throws as Vogel pulls down another bound here. Pass to Vogel, deflected, but picking it up is going to be Howard for St. Paul. Pass into Vogel again, almost on the way by Moore, but Vogel is able to muscle it up from about 12 feet away. And that'll make it now 33-20. Right wing with the basketball is going to be Zach Jackson. Gives it to Holtmeyer. A little floater and the flip for Blake. It's up and in. Just flying through the lane and just a little scoop shot there for Blake Holtmeyer, who by the time that finger roll is completed is only about 3 feet away from the basket. Harrah Hill on the run. Shot's no good. Rebound by Brady Holtmeyer. So Brady snags the bound after the miss by St. Paul. And the pass by Jackson picked up by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will give it to his older brother, Blake. Back inside to Moore. Cut in the backside. And Matt Moore will lay it up and in. Give Holtmeyer credit for an assist on that one as well. That was a great pass there by Blake Holtmeyer. Vogel in transition on the run here. Shoots over the top of Moore. It will not fall. Eshelman pulls down the rebound, and he'll kick it out here for St. Paul. A little drive, and we've got a foul whistled on Kearney Catholic. Harrah Hill on that far side, just kind of cutting in there very, very quickly, and we're going to have a foul on the freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. And for him, that will be his second foul. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Josh Harrah Hill, and he'll rattle that one in. So he makes the first two. And everybody's directing traffic, seeing who's got who here. Second free throw, up and good for Harrah Hill. So he makes both free throws, exactly what you love to see from your point guard. Pretty good free throw shooting. Checking in during the free throws, Bryce James. James will give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to drive. Shot no good. Rebound out there by Vogel. So Vogel pulls down the rebound after the miss on the other end. And Harrah Hill facing some pressure there by Bryce James. Brings it across the timeline. Pass off the mark and intercepted by Brady Holtmeyer. Pressure on the ball put there by James led to that steal by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer now has it to the older brother on the baseline. Jumper up, no good, but he was fouled. So that baseline drive here by Blake Holtmeyer be turned into free throws, and we'll see whether or not they're turned in the points. That is the second foul on Vogel of the ball game. So Holtmeyer will shoot a couple. And the first one is on the way and off the mark, no good. So the younger brother, Brady Holtmeyer, checking out of the ball game as Tyler Mestel comes in. So it's Mestel, James, Holtmeyer, Derek Jackson, and Howe out there for Kearney Catholic. Free throw, no good. Mestel fighting for the rebound, knocked the ball out of bounds. So a couple of misses there for Holtmeyer. He had made three in a row, and then he misses his last four free throw attempts. They really have the ball double-teamed and trapped in the corner, so a timeout taken here by Josh Harrahill. Otherwise, it would have been a turnover for St. Paul. So timeout for the Wildcats with 4:33 to go here in the third quarter. Stars lead at 37-22. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. 4:33 to go here in the third quarter. And Kearney Catholic with a 37-22 lead. Elm Creek leading Axtell 13-9 after one quarter play in boys basketball on our sister station. Classic hits 98-9. Pass deflected, stolen away. Mestel's got it. Lays it up, no good. Holtmeyer can't get the shot to fall on the putback. And coming out of there with it is Elm Creek. They're on the run. They get it up ahead to Vogel. Vogel in transition. Pulls up for the jumper. It's no good. Rebound out for Derek Jackson. So Jackson's got it here for Kearney Catholic. And Derek Jackson will get it inside. Drive by Holtmeyer, no good. And Holtmeyer will go to the line again. So Holtmeyer with a couple more free throws. And as we said, he missed four in a row. But Blake coming in, 41 of 83 from the free throw line. So right at 50%, and he makes the free throw here. Second free throw is up and good. So the Stars now lead. It should be 40-22, I believe. 4 minutes to go. A little baseline jumper on that right side, and it's up and in for Dylan Townsend. So nice little transition bucket there for Townsend. I think Kearney Catholic is owed a point on the board here. On the bounce, loose ball. Bryce James picks it up, gives it to Mestel. Mestel in traffic, jumper up, good. Mestel on the left side, puts it up and in. Scoreboard reads 41-24. Pass stolen away. Blake Holtmeyer comes up with the pass. He'll score in transition. No, but it rims off, and the rebound tipped out to Harrahill. Harrahill on the run here for St. Paul. Harrahill will drive, and he is bumped by James on the way to the basket. And Harrahill now is going to go line and shoot a couple. James with the bump. Fouled him with the body. Now Harrahill will have two free throws. And the first one is up and good. Harrahill on the season, 60 of 71 from the free throw line, so he's an 85% free throw shooter. Bends the knees, and the second free throw is up and good. For Harrahill, he now has 8 points in the game. So Derek Jackson brings in the offensive zone. We'll give it to Zach, who gives it to Mestel. Back around the perimeter on the baseline here is Brady Holtmeyer. Brady Holtmeyer's pass is kicked. Bounced it across over there. And it's going to be kicked by St. Paul. They get it to Mestel. Mestel, a little floater, no good. Offensive rebound, tipped around, and finally coming up with it is going to be Moore. So Moore with the rebound after the after the miss. And now Jackson gets it in the lane for Holtmeyer. And a little cut here for Jackson. Jackson fouled on his way to the basket. So the fouls is going to be on Miles Griffin. And Miles Griffin's going to be whistled for his first personal foul. Free throw by Jackson is good. And it's 42-26. Stars with a 16-point lead here with 2:37 to go in the third. Second free throw is up and good. So Kearney Catholic from the free throw line, 11 of 15 as a team. It's one of their better efforts. Loose ball, Hara Hill lost the ball over there, and it goes off the hands of a couple of different stars. Mestel was the last to touch it. He was putting the double team on with Brady Holtmeyer, and ball was loose and just couldn't find the handle. So it still belongs to St. Paul as Moore will pressure Hara Hill here. Hara Hill gets it. Turnaround jumper here by Vogel. No good. And the rebound by Jackson. Jackson pulls down the rebound after St. Paul has the miss. And we got a whistle on the far side. A little hold as they got it into Holtmeyer on that far wing. And that'll be another foul whistled on Griffith. That'll be his second. Holtmeyer will get it now on the left side to the inbounder, Zach Jackson. He'll fire the three. No good. And coming out with the rebound there is going to be Derek Jackson. So Derek Jackson pulls the rebound, gives it to Mestel. Mestel will fire a three-pointer. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Moore. And now Moore is fouled on his way to the basket. They got it outside the lane and began to drive the lane as soon as they got the rebound. And he's going to be shooting two here after the foul on Dylan Townsend. So for Townsend, that's going to be his first personal foul. And the free throw by Moore is up and good. For Moore, he's a 61% free throw shooter. Lopers tied with Northeastern Riverhawks, 35-35 at halftime in men's basketball. Second free throw by Moore, up and good. And it's now 45-26. Less than 2 minutes to go here. Double team put on. Holtmeyer is able to make the steal. Blake Holtmeyer passes up ahead, and Moore will score. So Moore is able to get the bucket after Holtmeyer got the steal, and Kearney Catholic pressuring the ball again. They get it to Hara Hill on that far side, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Mestel. Mestel and Moore putting the double team over there, but reaching in, they're going to say, or the body actually, is going to be the foul on Tyler Mestel. So Hara Hill will get the inbounds here. It's only three fouls whistled against Kearney Catholic here in the third quarter. Hara Hill on the bounce, working against Moore. Jump stop. Has traffic clear. Shot won't fall. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer up ahead to Jackson. Over to Holtmeyer. Jackson has to dive on it, and he walked with it. Yeah, Kearney Catholic ended up turning the ball over after that long outlet pass after the rebound by Holtmeyer. Checking in, Harrison Pierce here for Kearney Catholic with a minute 18 to go. Third quarter, 47-26. Stars broke the tie at 4. They went on a 21-0 run, and it's been Stars ball ever since then. They've been leading since then. They forced the turnover here, and it's going to turn into a bucket by Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer started that all off by knocking the ball around, forcing the St. Paul turnover, and then he got the ball back and ends up hitting about a 15-foot jumper. Vogel will help pass it up ahead. Hara Hill from the elbow still has his dribble. Pierce staying right with him there. Gets it in for Vogel. Vogel, little ball fake, shot off glass, good. You know, they've got the ball in the low post to Vogel. He's had a lot of success with it down there because he's got 15 points in the ball game unofficially. And Kearney Catholic's going to work the clock here. They lead at 49-28. And with St. Paul back in that 2-3 zone, they're going to milk the clock for the final shot of quarter number three. And we still have 25 seconds left to go on the clock. So If this was a TV game, I'd break out pictures of my kids or something to talk about here, because the Stars are going to be very, very patient. We're just waiting for something to happen, and Matt Moore flashes a grin. And now he'll kick it off to Pierce on the right side. Back out to Moore. Moore off a double screen. Will fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound, Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer off glass. That shot won't fall. And it's out of bounds off the rebound. So Blake Holtmeyer could not make the putback after Kearney Catholic missed the three as well. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. Stars leading at 49-28. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic has a 49-28 lead to start the fourth quarter. St. Paul will start with the basketball in their possession, the arrow pointing their direction for Kearney Catholic. It's going to be Derek Jackson, Bryce James, Harrison Pierce, Blake Holtmeyer, and Nathan Howe. And Harrahill has the dribble here for St. Paul. Harrahill will take it to the baseline. On his way to the basket, he is fouled. And he'll have a chance for a three-point play. Counting the bucket. The foul is going to be whistled on number three, Bryce James. That was a nice drive there by Harrahill. A quality ball player, and he'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play, and he does. Again, 85% free throw shooter, and he'll make it an 18-point ball game. And for James, that is that's going to be his third foul. I'm going to say just a second, but it's his third. On the bounce, Derek Jackson. He's going to reset the offense. Gives it to Howe. With it is James now. Back around the perimeter we go. Jackson, a little penetration here by Derek, and he loses the basketball. So Kearney Catholic turns it over into the hands of Vogel, and we'll see whether or not the Wildcats can do anything with it. Harrahill being harassed by James, uses up his dribble, and his pass is stolen away by Blake Holtmeyer. So St. Paul turns it over again as Holtmeyer stepped in there. Give credit to James for the pressure. Here's Harrison Pierce, a little tough layup, no good. And the rebound out of there is going to be Woodgate. So Woodgate pulls down the bound, and now the kick on the right side, three-pointer for Lover. It will not fall, and the rebound goes to Howe for Kearney Catholic. Entry pass inside for James, who will kick it right back out here for Harrison Pierce. His entry pass is going to be stolen away, so Kearney Catholic turns it over again. And the Stars in a little bit of an offensive schneid here at the moment. Harrahill on the dribble, kicks it into the corner. There's an open three for Woodgate. It will not fall, and the rebound taken out of there by Bryce James. So James snags the rebound. Kearney Catholic could use a bucket here. Yeah, they're up by 18. But they've had some games before where they just haven't scored very many points in the fourth quarter. Harrison Pierce's extra pass knocked away. Great play there by Eshelman, but he lost the ball. Pierce comes up with it. Shot no good. Vogel is able to pull down the rebound, and now we got a foul. That is going to be on Kearney Catholic. The foul is on Harrison Pierce. So Pierce, that's just his first foul. So Harrahill, being pressured by James, brings it across the timeline. Now not closely guarded. Harrahill steps back. He'll fire a deuce, and he'll hit it. Harrahill just kind of feeling some rhythm there a little bit. Created a little open space with the dribble. And he hit about a 14-foot jumper. Now James has it on the baseline, and he has it knocked out of his hands, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. As it went off his foot, it was knocked out of there by Blake Eshelman, so give Eshelman credit for forcing the turnover. And now it's 49-33. Kearney Catholic has yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Harrahill facing the double team, steps through it with the pass, and now we're going to have a foul trying to get to the basketball by Derek Jackson. So Jackson whistled for the foul. That's just going to be his first, and that's now six as a team on Kearney Catholic. So Woodgate to inbound it. Stars went on a 20-0 run, 21-0 run in the first quarter, but so far they haven't scored here in the fourth. Penetration by Loivier, and St. Paul turns it over. On the run here is James after he made the steal. He'll get it up ahead here for Matt Moore. He's going to kick it out here for Derek Jackson, and Jackson, the senior, going to milk the clock a little bit. Give it to Matt Moore now on the right side, who gives it off here for Holtmeyer. Blake Holtmeyer, a little floater. It is short, and Vogel pulls down the rebound. So Kearney Catholic still no points here in the fourth quarter. And here's a three-pointer by Harrahill, no good. Defensive rebound by Brady Holtmeyer. So the freshman snags the rebound, and now Blake will drive the baseline. His shot won't fall, gets his own rebound, and he'll make the bucket. So first points of the ball game here in the fourth quarter, first points of the fourth quarter off of a made putback by Blake Holtmeyer. Right wing with it, Taylor Lover. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three, and we got a timeout for St. Paul. They cut the lead down to 15. It is 51-36 with 4:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout St. Paul brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
This time out, I'm brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for your check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 4:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stars with a 51-36 lead. They have scored only 2 points here in the fourth quarter compared to eight for St. Paul. So St. Paul's not exactly lighting it up, but Kearney Catholic right now, again, finding that bugaboo where they've had some leads. They've let a couple of games slip away from them after having comfortable leads because they just didn't score very many points in the fourth quarter. They lost to Overton that way. They lost to Lexington that way. And now they're hoping that history does not repeat itself here by St. Paul. After that three-pointer, the Wildcats called the timeout. Stars now have it in the offensive zone. Holtmeyer will work it back around the perimeter. His little brother's got it now. Brady's got it. Gets it to Moore on the baseline. Finds a cutter and messed in James. James' shot rims in and out, no good. Eshelman pulled down the rebound and then walked with it. Blake Eshelman with the defensive rebound, but then he turns the ball over after Kearney Catholic could not hit a layup. Now it was a contested layup for Bryce James, but they ran that offense very well. On the inbounds, here's a three-pointer for Derek Jackson, and Jackson hits the three. So Derek Jackson will stroke in the three-pointer, and that'll make Kearney Catholic feel a little bit better as they push that lead out to 54-36 inside of 4 minutes to go here in the ball game. So it appears Kearney Catholic will get over the 500 mark again. We'll step through here by Harrahill, and Harrahill shoots over the top of James over there. That's some pretty good basketball by Harrahill. Derek Jackson gets it on the left side here for Brady Holtmeyer. Back around the perimeter. Moore's got it now on that right wing. As again, zone here for St. Paul. A little 2-3 zone. And the entry pass is going to be kicked by Landon Vogel. So Kearney Catholic will inbound it underneath their own basket here. And with 3:16 to go, 54-39. Inbounded for Zach Jackson, who checked in. Back out here for Tyler Mestel. Mestel will fire a three. It is no good. Long rebound. Hustled for and received there by Derek Jackson. So Derek Jackson snags the offensive rebound, and he'll give it off here for Brady Holtmeyer. Blake's got it. Low jump stop. Kicks out here for Mestel. Mestel's going to drive the baseline. That's a tough shot. Can't get the fall. Rebound being tipped around, and it's going to be saved into the hands of Josh Harrahill. So Harrahill comes down with a rebound after Kearney Catholic could not hit another shot down there. And now St. Paul turns it over on that far sideline. That pass over the double team off the fingertips of the intended receiver. And so Kearney Catholic forces that turnover. And unofficially, that's now 19 on St. Paul compared to 8 for Kearney Catholic. Mestel finds a cutter. Backdoor shot by Jackson, no good, but there's a foul. They flipped it out to Mestel on that left side and cutting in as soon as he passed the ball away. A little give and go, and Derek Jackson now will be going to the free throw line, as that was a pretty good pass there by Mestel. The foul on Harrahill, by the way, is just his first. So free throw on the way, up and good here for Jackson. And Derek Jackson on the season, a 67% free throw shooter, 10 of 15 coming into the game. His second free throw is up and good, so he'll improve his free throw shooting percentage. 2:25 to go in the ballgame, 56-39. Pass up ahead here. With it is Taylor Lauver. Shot will not fall. Rebounded by Nathan Howe. So Howe snags the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. And in the offensive zone here is going to be Jackson. Jackson on the bounce with 2:05 to go. They'll come out and extend that zone a little bit. And Holtmeyer has his pocket picked. Dylan Woodgate makes the steal as Kearney Catholic turns it over. And they'll give it to Harrahill. See if Harrahill can shoot over the top of Holtmeyer. He does, and he hits a three. Timeout here for St. Paul. Harrahill feeling it here in the second half. He's got 18 in the game, and I think he's had a hand in his face for almost all those points. 1:49 to go here in the basketball game. Timeout taken by St. Paul. Stars lead at 56-42. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Well, St. Paul out of timeouts here as Kearney Catholic has the lead. And John Bach checking into the game, passes it on the baseline, and we've got a foul. Zach Jackson got it on the baseline after that pass from Bach. And it'll result in a couple of free throws here for Zach Jackson. 14-point lead with a minute 41 to go. We got a whistle here, as I think they think we had a lane violation here on Kearney Catholic. So Jackson with the free throw is up and no good. So he only got to shoot one of them, but will be discredited for two because of the lane violation. With the basketball here is Vogel. Vogel would have a strong post move, and he's got two more. He's got 17 in the game. Pass on the right side to Mestel. He's going to fire a three. In and out, no good. Up high for the rebound is Nathan Howe. Howe's shot will not fall. And they're still fighting for the rebound in there underneath, and we've got a foul. And that will be on St. Paul. So with no timeouts, Derek Reich is going to bring three of his five players over to talk while Mestel will shoot the free throws. They'll have two free throws here, and the first one's up and good. The foul, by the way, on Woodgate is his third. So Mestel with one more free throw coming up. He's made the first two. Makes it 57-44, minute 09 to go. Minute 9 to go, and that's one way to say it, I guess. And Mestel's free throw, good. He'll come out of the ball game. Checking in for him is going to be Derek Jackson. And the ball is inbounded here for Josh Harahill. Harahill picked up defensively by Blake Holtmeyer. Harahill off of a screen set by Vogel, trapped now in the corner. And he'll get it off, and Eshelman puts up the jumper. It's no good. Rebounded by Zach Jackson. Jackson pulls down the rebound. And Kearney Catholic will bring it slowly in the offensive zone with 45 seconds to go. Dribble here by Derek Jackson. He'll give it to Zach. Zach gives it on the right side here for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer back out for Matt Moore. They're just playing keep away with it. 33 seconds to go here. Stars lead at 58-44. Penetration by Derek Jackson. He's going to take it all the way to the glass. Shot will not fall. Rebound by Tyler Howard. And out of there with it are the Wildcats. After Kearney Catholic couldn't hit the layup, that was a nice drive, though. Now Harahill will drive. It hangs on the rim, won't fall, and he'll go to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Holtmeyer. And for Holtmeyer, with 13 seconds to go, has now committed his first foul of the ball game. And the Stars will make wholesale substitutions here after the first free throw by Harahill. Harahill's free throw is up and good. For Kearney Catholic, it's going to be Mestel, Muche, Cam Moore, Braxton Bellamy, and John Bach checking in here. And the second free throw on the way. And it is no good. Rebounded by Bach. So Bach pulls down the rebound, brings it in the offensive zone. 8 seconds. Bach will give it to Braxton Bellamy. Bellamy just going to back out near midcourt, and that will do it. Bellamy hands it off to the official as the whistle expires. The horn sounds, and we have a final. It is 58-45. Kearney Catholic now 7-6 on the season. St. Paul falls to 2-11 on the year. Once again, 58-45 the final. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Post Game Report. We'll take a look at the numbers and hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Carlin of Kearney Catholic. We come back right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic as the Stars now 7-6 on the season after their 58-45 win over St. Paul. And you are listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Earlier today, it was Kearney Catholic in girls basketball 61-13 over St. Paul. And the Kearney Catholic boys with a 58-45 win over the Wildcats as well. It is halftime on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, where Elm Creek is leading Axtell 38-20. Again, that is at halftime. And I haven't got the final score, but it's our understanding in the girls' game earlier tonight, Minden wins by 6 in overtime over St. Cecilia. So Minden remains undefeated. But, boy, that game was a whole lot closer than what we anticipated. And don't forget, the Kearney Catholic will be taking on St. Cecilia in both girls' and boys' basketball beginning around 2:15 on Saturday on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as we'll have both games for you. From Cope Coliseum here, as Kearney Catholic will be taking on St. Paul and St. Cecilia, rather, in that traditional rivalry between a couple of the Catholic schools from the Tri-Cities. And again, those games Saturday on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Well, statistically, a couple things stand out when you look at it. Unofficially, I had 19 turnovers for St. Paul compared to 9 for Kearney Catholic, but the huge number is Kearney Catholic unofficially with 47 rebounds here in the ballgame compared to 28 for St. Paul. And St. Paul finishes now. They're now 2-11 on the season so far. They'll be back in action at home tomorrow where they'll be taking on Ord. Next action for Kearney Catholic, as we mentioned, will be Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as they'll be taking on St. Cecilia. Taking a look at the numbers here for St. Paul, leading scorer for them was Josh Harrahill. He finished with 20 points on the night, 17 points for Landon Vogel. So there's 37 of their points here on the evening of their 45 points comes from those two guys. Harrahill with 20, Vogel with 17. The other 8 points, well, Taylor Laver has 3, Dylan Woodgate has 3, and Dylan Townsend with 2 points on the evening. Vogel, not only did he have 17 points, but he also finished with 11 rebounds on the night. Dylan Woodgate unofficially with 6 here for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, looking at their scoring, again, very balanced scoring and leading the way. Blake Holtmeyer, he had 12 points on the evening. His little brother Brady had 11, so there's 23 points here of the 58 for Kearney Catholic. Blake Holtmeyer still outdoing the little brother by a point. 12-11, and then Derek Jackson with 9, Matt Moore with 7, Zach Jackson with 6, Tyler Mestel 5, Nathan Howe 3, Harrison Pierce with 3, and Bryce James with 2 points on the evening. Unofficially, Blake Holtmeyer finished with 14 rebounds on the night, Derek Jackson with 9, 5 for Matt Moore, Brady Holtmeyer finished with 4, Zach Jackson also with 4, Nathan Howe with 3, and then 2 for Harrison Pierce and Bryce James. Again, 47 rebounds unofficially here for Kearney Catholic, who now improved to 7-6 on the season after their win here at home tonight against St. Paul, 58-45. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Carlin as we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this timeout.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic with a 58-45 win over St. Paul. Kind enough to talk to us about it is Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. And coach, early on, it took a little while to get things going, but a 21-0 run is what I had you for in that first quarter. And then after that, just kind of took the air out of the sails here for St. Paul.
Well, you know, we didn't do bad things. Even we were just missing shots early. I mean, I think we missed our first six or eight again, kind of a flashback back to some earlier games, but we were getting layups. We were getting the shots we wanted, and I told the guys in the locker room not to take anything away from St. Paul because I thought they did a pretty good job, but I looked up one time and I go, gosh, it's got to be about a 40-point game, and we're up 16 or 18. The game didn't feel to be as close as the score indicates, and they hit some tough shots down the stretch to close it in, but our guys weren't satisfied with it, and that really helps us out a lot.
Unofficially, I had you about 35.7% shooting from the field overall. Behind the arc, you were 2 of 18 for about 11%. I mean, it just wasn't a great shooting night for you guys at all. But, again, there was a lot of layups. And I'm trying to think of bad three-pointers I saw you take. There just wasn't very many of them.
No, there wasn't a lot. I mean, we talked a lot about let's get some inside-out looks. And we took our fair share of just the swing around the perimeter ones that we got at kind of that old habit type stuff that we're trying to break slowly, and then took one late when you're up 12-14 that you don't really want to take after about three passes, and talk to the kids and yeah, that was a dumb shot, or yeah, I understand. So it's clicking form. It's just old habits die hard.
Unofficially, I had you guys for 47 rebounds tonight, and that's thorough out there, because you know they had a pretty good rebounder. Vogel's a pretty good rebounder out there, but just it was a lot of everybody.
Yeah, you know, I thought Blake does a good job of there. He doesn't score as well tonight and kind of forced a few things. But it wasn't just Blake. They were paying so much attention to him that all of a sudden Brady pulls down one. Then Tyler pulls one. Derek Jackson, who unselfishly said, Coach, I think it's better for us to come off the team, comes in and I thought does a tremendous job being a floor general for our second group. And I can't tip my hat off to him enough of how much he helped us out tonight. And I don't think all of that shows up in the stats, and I thought he did a tremendous job on the boards.
Well, I looked at your starting lineup very early on, and when I looked at it, it looked like it was the regular starting lineup. So that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you about, was the difference in the starting lineup, how it kind of came to be. So you already kind of brought it up a little bit, but explain what happened.
You know, we kind of talked about some things and how we needed to get some, I guess maybe another floor general. With Matt and Derek's ankles still not being quite 100%, you can see at times it affects them more than other times. We decided, you know what, we need to be able to put pressure on the ball, and we said Harrison and Bryce are two of our better pure guys with putting pressure on the ball. Let's split them up so we can always have one of them in the game if we can. And so Derek goes, well, Coach, I think it'd be beneficial if I could play point guard more for that second group. So Derek really kind of helped come up with it and did a great job with that. And then, you know, we kind of just looked for a little spark, and Brady Holtmeyer came in, and we said, you know, him and Nathan have been playing pretty comparable. Let's give Brady a try. And that kind of seemed to help spark us a little bit. And Nathan did a nice job with that second group as well. So I don't know if it's just guys find a comfort zone or if they want to prove, you know what, I got to get back in that starting lineup or what. But it seemed to work tonight.
Well, and, you know, Big Brother wants to outscore little brother, and he got it done by a point here tonight. But again, another great effort by Blake. We kind of mentioned the 12 points, 11 rebounds, double-double. I mean, you can almost mark him down for that every night, it seems.
Yeah, you can, and I don't think even people fully realize how many times him just curling, they got three guys going to him. Him being up top, they're pointing to him and the ball's backside corner. They're doing things to him that you don't do to anybody else, even in our conference, and that includes maybe Riley Reinertsen at times, because they are terrified of Blake Holtmeyer, and their coach admitted to it, and I'm glad he's on our team, because he's a heck of a ball player, and I'm thankful for him.
Yeah, very athletic. I mean, You really can see the athleticism out there as well. Well, now you can kind of turn your attention now to St. Cecilia. I'm sure you've already done a little bit of looking up ahead what you're going to be facing on Saturday. game that we'll have on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. What do you face on Saturday? What can you tell us about the Blue Hawks?
A very, very good ball club, very well coached. They're young, but they're not inexperienced. I think they start three sophomores, but Brooks Asher being one, Coach Asher's son, started last year. They have a Seely kid that starts, and if anybody has been around Central Nebraska knows the name Seely
yeah.
from St. Cecilia, but he's a very good point guard for them, and he played a lot last year. Then they got a Kitten kid inside that's about 6'4", that does an incredible job. Then they go with two seniors with them, and they do what St. Cecilia does. I was fortunate enough to go over and watch them play Lincoln Christian live and watch them hit a game-winning shot at the buzzer, just playing typical St. Cecilia ball. Don't make mistakes. Be in the game at the end, and we're going to make a play here or there, and all of a sudden you notice it. But big key for them is the Sheehy kid. 22 will be his number, I believe. Great shooter, good off the dribble and stuff like that. Does a lot of nice things for them.
Yeah, and 9-3, and they play a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah.
So you know they've been tested.
Oh, yeah, they've been tested, and I think it'll be a little bit of different styles again, contrasting. We'll kind of want to push the tempo a little bit more. It's not that they'll want to walk the ball up the court, but they're going to be more of a little ball-controlled type stuff. Let's get our post touches, things like that. Everything's got to kind of run through them at times. And so it'll be a fun one. We'll hopefully have a full crowd.
Well, and you're going to have a pretty, you know, it's your last home game for a while. You're heading into a pretty tough stretch here where you host St. Cecilia on Saturday, then at Donovan Trumbull and Boys Town. They're only 3-7, but you got to go all the way to Omaha to play Boys Town. That'll be an interesting environment. And then at Gibbon, and then at McCook, and then at the conference tournament. This is going to be a bit of a grind for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of a grind. And we go Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, conference. And, yeah, Boys Town on the record looks like they're the worst team. But like you mentioned, you go to Boys Town, and if anybody's looked at Boys Town's schedule, it is brutal. They're playing Scott. They're playing Roncalli. They're playing Beatrice. They're playing those teams night in, night out. They lose by 6 against Omaha Roncalli. They play at Gross and lose by 4. So 3-7 is a very deceptive 3-7 there. And then anytime you go to state champion in football in Donovan and you go to Gibbon at their place, you know, Riley's senior year especially,
yep.
they're going to be geared up for us because that's kind of a preview of some sub-district action. So it'll probably be a statement-type game for both teams a little bit.
Yeah, well, again, nice effort tonight. And, you know, just down the stretch, just hit a few more shots.
Yeah.
That makes you a better coach if they hit shots.
You shoot good, you look good, and our guys played hard. You know, we just didn't get some shots to fall, but hats off to St. Paul. They played a good game.
Yeah, they did. Well, so, congratulations. Hey, nice win tonight,
all right,
Coach.
Thanks, Randy.
That's Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. The Stars now are 7-6 on the season after their 58-45 win over St. Paul, and the Kearney Catholic girls won earlier tonight a final of 61-13. And we just got an update. They're heading into the fourth quarter. It is 48-30, Elm Creek leading Axtell on Classic Hits 98.9 FM in boys basketball. This has been the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. MISCO Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's will be better equipped for all the games you play. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For engineer Grant, Jeff Babel back in the studios, wanted to say thanks so much for joining us tonight, everybody. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.